Alright folks, welcome back to Daily Stoic Power. Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of wisdom and a healthy sprinkle of sass. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like that constant pressure cooker of life is just about to explode? You know the feeling, deadlines looming, notifications pinging, and maybe even that little voice in your head whispering you're not good enough. Well, guess what? We're talking about self-compassion today because let's face it, being our own worst critic isn't exactly winning us any Olympic medals. Now, before you roll your eyes thinking this is all fluffy vibes and rainbows, hear me out. Self-compassion isn't just some feel-good mantra, it's a superpower. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer a good friend who's going through a tough time. Imagine if your bestie spilled coffee all over themselves. You wouldn't launch into a lecture, right? Instead, you'd probably say something like, "Hey, it happens to the best of us, let's get you cleaned up." That's self-compassion in action, recognizing that everyone makes mistakes, experiences setbacks, and feels overwhelmed sometimes. So, what are some practical ways to infuse this magic into your life? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 golden nuggets of wisdom. 1. Acknowledge your feelings. This is huge. Suppressing emotions only creates a pressure cooker effect, making things worse in the long run. Instead, take a moment to acknowledge what you're feeling: sadness, anger, frustration, without judgment. Just saying "I feel frustrated right now" can make a world of difference. 2. Practice mindfulness. Ever find yourself getting sucked into a spiral of negative thoughts? Mindfulness is your antidote. It's about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without getting carried away by them. Try taking a few deep breaths, focusing on your senses, or even just stepping outside for a quick walk to ground yourself. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. We all have that inner critic, but it doesn't need to run the show. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm not good enough, this is impossible," or any other harsh self-talk, challenge those thoughts. Ask yourself, "Is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Would I say this to a friend?" Most likely, the answer is no. So, treat yourself with the same kindness and respect you'd offer someone you care about. 4. Practice self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. Self-care is about nourishing your mind, body, and soul. Get enough sleep, eat nutritious foods, move your body, engage in activities that bring you joy. All these things contribute to a sense of well-being and resilience. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Did you finish that project? Cook a healthy meal? Make it through a challenging day? Give yourself a pat on the back and savor those moments of success. Let me tell you about this time I was prepping for a big presentation. I'm talking weeks of research, countless revisions, and enough caffeine to fuel a small army. The day arrived, I walked into the room feeling like a human bundle of nerves, and bam. My entire PowerPoint crashed right before I started. Talk about adding insult to injury. Instead of spiraling into panic mode, I took a deep breath, reminded myself that this was just a temporary setback, and improvised using my notes and some on-the-spot storytelling. You know what? The audience loved it. It turned out to be one of the most engaging presentations I've ever given. That experience taught me the power of self-compassion. Even in those high-pressure moments, it allows you to navigate challenges with grace and creativity. So there you have it, 5 powerful strategies to cultivate self-compassion and manage stress like a boss. Remember, folks, you are worthy of love, kindness, and understanding, especially from yourself. So go out there, treat yourself with the respect you deserve, and rock that day. And don't forget to share this episode with your friends. Let's spread the self-compassion revolution one podcast at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.